We're holding on ayin aleph, amud aleph, the second line. The Mishnah had said, "Gonav v'tavach b'yom kippurim v'chola." We gave a number of examples in the Mishnah where a person is chayiv tashlumi d'arba v'chamisha for shechting or selling the animal, and one of them was where he shechted. One of them was he stole the animal and shechted it on Yom Kippur. So even though Yom Kippur, it's also to shecht. It's one of the 39 malachas, and he's chayiv kores b'mezid or malchus. He's chayiv kores b'mezid, and if it was edim basra, he's chayiv malchus. Nevertheless, that doesn't pater him from paying Tashlum al Baba Chamisha. Well, the Gemara asked Amri. They asked, Amai, why indeed not? Nihidik Tola Leka, granted there's no Misas based in, unlike in a later Mishnah where it talks about him shechting on Shabbos, where there he's potter, because Kom Lebe D'Rabbi Minei. Here we're talking about Yom Kippur. There's no Misas based in for violating Yom Kippur. Malkus Mia Ika. But there's still Malkus, and the Kaimalanda in a loiko mashalim. And we have the general rule that not only you have komle b'dirabimine, but in addition, you also usually have the rule that a person doesn't get malchus and have to pay as well. So why are we here? Is he getting malchus for Yom Kippur and he's paying the Tashlum Abab Chamisha? So Tosfos discusses there are other places where the Gemara brings up this point as well. There are indeed cases where loiko mashalim, the motzi shemra against his wife is loiko mashalim, and you have also by the by the oines as well. And then Tosfos discusses why that is. In those cases you have something special, a special reason to say that loiko mashalim. But now, other than that, we don't say that. Anyway, so why is he paying Tashlum Abav Chamisha for Shechting on Yom Kippur? The answer is, Ha'amri, the answer, Ha'mani Rav Meir, Hidom Aloiko Mashalim. Fine, our Mishnah is going like Rav Meir, who says that he could get Malkus and have to pay at the same time. This whole discussion about whether Loiko Mashalim or not is a case in Masechta Makkos. The Mishnah describes over there a case. Edim come and say that that Pliny owes Pliny 200 zuz. Turns out they're Edim Zimmen. So now they should be chayim money because vasisim loikasha zomam. They should also be chayim malchus because they testified falsely, and that's a lav in the Torah. Lesana beracha ed shoker. So do they get malchus and have to pay? Reb Meir says yes, because it's two different averus. After all, they're not two different averus, but two different grounds to make them chayim. One because they testified falsely, and one because they were trying to make the guy lose 200 zuz. Well, then, fine. Our Mishnah is like that as well. The question is, then according to the mayor, wouldn't the same thing apply even if he shechted the animal on Shabbos? Because your mayor then, so even though there's a chiyuv misa, Rav Meir apparently does not hold of komle b'derabimine when they're the result of two different chiyuvim. Again, one because he did a malacha, and the other one because he caused the other guy to lose money. So the same thing should be as far as this. Avchitema, you're going to answer loiko mashalom isle mesa mashalom lesle. You're going to try to answer very simply. Maybe the mayor does hold of komle b'derabimine, but only when it comes to misa, not when it comes to malchus. So therefore, he could be holding that he is chayiv because he's chayiv misa for Shabbos for shechting on Shabbos. Therefore, he's potter from tashlum abav chamisha. But here, where it's Yom Kippur and there's no misas based in involved, then the mayor would be mechayiv him when there's only malchus. The question is, v'loy, you're telling me that not. V'hotanya, we learn in a brisa. Gonav v'tovach b'Shabbos. If a person stole and shechted the animal on Shabbos, or gonav v'tovach l'avodah zarah, or he stole the animal and shechted it for avodah zarah, which means that he's also doing an isur misa, worshipping avodah zarah. Gonav shor haniskol t'vachoy. Or if he stole a shor haniskol, which as we've learned earlier in the Masechta, the animal is also b'hana, or t'vachoy, and he shechted it. So now the point is that The point is, he did a shchita, which is also ba'anah. The meat itself is not going to be eaten, as we learned earlier. It's not going to be able to be eaten, as we learned earlier in the Masechta. We did have the opinion that we said over there of Rabbi Natan, who says that the shor haniskal doesn't become also while it's alive, meaning, for example, that if the person plowed with it, he hasn't committed an isser, but definitely everybody agrees that once it's shechted, the meat is also ba'anah, or the meat is also ba'anah. So Mishalom Tashlama Abba Chamisha Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says in all those cases he's paying Tashlama Abba Chamisha V'Chachamim Poiturin, and the Chachamim say he's Potter, and then the Chachamim say he's Potter. So we see Rav Meir is mentioning in his list also Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, even though there's Misas based. So then in that case, if we have our Mishnah that said that he's chayav if he shechted on Yom Kippur, and the later Mishnah, which as the Gemara often does, assumes is all from the same Tana. That says that he's potter from paying if he did it on Shabbos becomes kum libe d'rabbi mineh. So it doesn't work then. So it doesn't work according to the mayor, because according to him he should be chayev to pay even if he did it on Shabbos. On the other hand, then if our Mishnah went according to the Chachamim, then he'd be potter for shechting on Yom Kippur as well, because he's chayev Malkus, and they hold that kum libe d'rabbi mineh applies to Malkus as well. So what's going on over here? And the answer is Amri. The answer Barmi Nadahi. Leave aside that case that you can't prove from that Braisa that Rav Meir would hold that he is chayev for shechting on Shabbos, because the Itman Allah, because there was said about it by Amiroyim, Amr Rab Yaakov, Amr Rab Yechanan, Amila Amr Rab Yumi, Amr Rab Shimon Lakish. Rab Ovin, Rab Ila, v'chol chavurasa, mishmed Rab Yechanan and Amri, they said that Rab Ovin and Rab Ila and all of the group of Chachamim who were there in the Beis Medrash, who they all say in the name of Rab Yechanan, that the Braisa is talking about the Teveya Chayide Acher when he's having somebody else shech the animal. So it's the other person who's going to be, it's going to be the other person who's Chayit Misa or Malkus, as the case may be. Here we're talking about Misa because it was talking about on Shabbos. So Reuven stole the animal and then gave it to Shimon the Shech. Shimon shechted on Shabbos. He's the one going to be chayev. He's the one who's going to be chayev skila for breaking Shabbos. Reuven is not. So therefore, Reuven is. So there's no kum lebed rabim for Reuven, and therefore he's going to have to pay the tashlama abba b'chamisha. Our Mishnah could work out like Rav Meir. Rav Meir would hold if he himself shechted on Yom Kippur, then he would hold. That's not enough to patter him, because then he's chayiv Malkus, and Rav Meir holds that chayiv Malkus he could still be paying loiko mashalim, like he says by the Edom Zemmin. On the other hand, when it comes to Misa, he's going to agree that you can't have Einon a Mesa Mashalim, because come labor the Rabbi Bine. So that would explain the next Mishnah that says that he's potter for shechting on Yom Kippur. Meanwhile, the Braisa we just quoted would be talking about the case of Teveya Chayide Acher, where he has somebody else shecht the animal. Tosfos also explains that now you do have in other places in Shas where the Gemara points out this, where the Gemara discusses this point, and there are places in Ksubas, for example, where Rabba explains that according to Rav Meir, actually, when it comes to a Knas, then you don't have the rule of Kom Lebe De Rabba Minei. The rule of Kom Lebe De Rabba Minei, Rabba learns that Rav Meir would say, would apply when it's a matter of Mamon rather than Knas. So, for example, an example that the Gemara brings in those places, say, for example, a person shot an arrow and then killed somebody else and also ripped his clothing, also the arrow ripped through his clothing, so you'd say Kom Lebe De Rabba Minei. There's no Knas involved. But Rabba learns in other places that Rav Meir would say, now, when it comes to Knas, then you have an exception. Well, here, Tashlama Abba Chamisha is a classic Knas. So he would have to explain. So Tosfos explains, he would have to explain that our Mishnayos are talking about where they didn't give him Asura, where they didn't tell him that if he shechts on Shabbos, he's going to be Chayiv Misa. Therefore, he's not Chayiv Misa, and therefore... Or in our Mishnah, they didn't tell him he's going to be Chayev Malkus for breaking Yom Kippur. And there is an opinion that says that Rabba himself mentions this point in those places, in Ksubas and in those other places, that yes, according to that opinion, then this could also be explained. That would explain why it is that because there's no Asura. So in other words, usually we say kom le b'dirab, the point of the majority opinion, kom le b'dirab means when you're talking about something which involves a chiyuv misa, even if in this particular instance there's no actual misa because there was no hasra, nevertheless kom le b'dirab would apply. So according to that way of looking at it, for example, if he checked it on Shabbos, wouldn't matter whether they gave him hasra or not, the very fact that Shabbos involves an isur misa would be enough to pattern him. Similarly, as far as our Mishnah with Yom Kippur, regardless whether he's actually Chayiv Malkus because there was Hasra or not, either way he'd be potter from paying. Now that's what we're saying. So now we're saying that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with that point, and Rabbah also disagrees with that point, and so there's a difference whether he's actually Chayiv Misa or Malkus versus whether he's potentially Chayiv Misa or Malkus. On top of that, Tosfos is saying Rabbah understands Reb Meir to be saying that there's a difference in this regard between Momen and Knas. So therefore, that would be Rabbah wouldn't have to use the explanation over here that we're saying in the Gemara Teveach Hayidachar that he's having somebody else shech the animal and that's why he's chayav to pay because he's potter from Misa. Rabbah could understand it in that case over there that he himself actually shechted it on Shabbos, but there was no Asra. Mausha points out then that in that case that it comes out that when we say that that in our Mishnah that he shechted on Yom Kippur and we're saying that we don't have to say then or we can't say that our Mishnah is also talking about Teveach Hayde Acher because then the same thing would apply to Teveach B'Shabbos. Then why would our Mishnah be saying he's chayev for shechting on Yom Kippur and the other one would be saying he's potter? Only when it comes to the Braisa are we resorting to this idea of Teveach HaYideacher. However, then he brings that the Rif actually seems to understand that our Mishnah of Tavach B'yam HaKippurim, he brings it LaHalacha, and the fact is that the Halacha is not like Reb Meir, that Loiko Mashalim, so he has to explain that Teveach HaYideacher, however the Marashah says, it doesn't really seem to fit with the flow of our Sugya, but that is how the Rif and the Rosh bring the Din, that in our Mishnah, when is he chayiv, when he shechted on Yom Kippur, would only be b'teveach hayideacher, only when he had somebody else shech the animal for him, implying that if he himself shechted the animal on Yom Kippur, he would in fact be potter, because again, kom le b'drab, and he's chayiv malchus, and anyway, the point is that so we're talking about over here, we had somebody else shech the animal. So again, the flow of the Gemara seems to be that we're using that to explain the Braisa, you know, the Rif, and so forth, understand it to be that we're using it to explain the Mishnah as well, but at least according to the simple flow of the Gemara, we're using it to explain the Braisa. That would be why in the case of the Braisa, he is Chayev for Gunnar for Tovach for Shabbos, is because he's not the one who shechted it. The other guy who shechted it is the one who's Chayev. Well, the Gemara asks, how does that help? Yeah, but then how does that work? How is it that Shimon is shechting the animal for him, and Reuven, the original Ganav, becomes chayev for the Tashlom al-Ba v'chamisha? How is it? We understand if Reuven himself shechted the animal, if he's the one who stole it, of course he's the one chayev the tashlam al bav chamisha. But if he gives it to Shimon, if he tells Shimon to shecht it, why is Reuven chayev in the tashlam al bav chamisha? What happened to Enshliach the Dvar Aveda? The answer is Amar Rava shiny hacha. Yes, but it's different over here. Amar Kra utvachoi umachore oy machore really is how it says in the pasuk. The pasuk says he shechts it or he sells it, and the point is that makes a hekesh between selling and between shechting and selling. Ma mechira ayde'acher, just like selling by definition involves somebody else because you sell an animal to somebody else. Af tvicha ayde'acher, the same way the tvicha can be that it takes place through somebody else, and that's still considered that we're mechayev the mishalayach. The ganav for it. Usually, we would say ein shliach l'dvar avera, but this is one of those. This is one of those exceptions, and we would say that not because the pasuk is comparing it to selling. You could argue, and then the mitzvah esa on the back of the gemara argues we have a concept called ein don an efshe mishii efshe. You can't learn something that's impossible any other way from something that could have very well been done a different way. Mechira by definition has to involve an acher. So yeah, there's no other way to say it. Why does that mean that we have to darshan that the tevicha could be al yedei acher when tevicha is perfectly possible to be done by the person himself? So he answers, you could have, let's say he was makdish it to bedek habayis, that's also considered like selling it because taking it out of his reshus, and that doesn't involve another person because he makes it hektish, and it now belongs to hektish no matter where it is. So we talked about the other day that maybe he can't be makdish it because ain't a shaloi, because it's not his. But if we're talking about after he's koneh through one of the, according to Rabbi Yochanan, maybe that answer wouldn't work because he doesn't have the ability to be makdish it. And if he did acquire it with yush and shinui reshus or shinui begufo, like becoming a growing up or whatever, like we talked about a few days ago, then he would have been koneh and shaloi hu moichu, that's considered he's selling his, and he'd vaiter not be chayev. So yeah, on the face of it, this explanation might be not according to Rabbi Yochanan. Anyway, the Shittim Kubetzis explains it differently. Mechira ayde acher means that mechira can always be accomplished through a shliach. Because after all, you could have imagine that Reuven steals an animal and then he gives it to Shimon to sell. Shimon himself is not necessarily doing an issue with that unless he knows the animal is stolen. So therefore, in that sense, mechira al yedei acher doesn't mean mechira has to be done involving another person. It means that mechira could be done involving another person without there being any issue involved, namely by giving it to Shimon, and Shimon is the one who goes and sells it. So therefore, by the same token, all Gemara would be saying that by the same token, shchita can also be accomplished by somebody else. Yeah. So Rava says that would be an exception, and yes, we are mechayev the ganim for it. And the Gemara points out there's a few other ways that Tanoim learn Tanoim or Uli Amoroim learn other ways to learn that the case that when a shliach shechts the animal that the mishaleach is chayim. So usually we say in shliach l'dvar aveira, and it goes strictly on the shliach. But we have this is an example to the contrary. So Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they learned a braisa. The pasuk says tvochay oy macharei, and the word oy l'rabas is a shliach. The word oy comes to include a shliach. That also if a shliach shechts it, then the mishaleach is going to be chayav. Tosfos points out, we've discussed before the point that there's an opinion that says that the word oi is necessary to tell us that it means one or the other. Otherwise, if it said a tvachoi umachoroi, you would think it means he shechts it and sells it. So according to him, you would say that he would have to use one of the other drushas that we're saying over here. Dvei Chizki Atana, in the yeshiva of Chizki, they learned another way. Tachas l'rabas l'shliach. When the pasuk said they have to pay chamisha boker tachas asher, but arbatzon tachas aseh, the word tachas comes to include that not only when he himself did it, but also when a shliach does it on his behalf. So yes, according to these various ways of looking at it, there is a way to have that somebody else is having the chiyuv misa of shechting and on Shabbos, and the ganav is going to be chayiv tashlumei abav chamisha. That would be the case the braisa is talking about. Meanwhile, the next mishnah that says when he shechted on Shabbos, he's potter because kam libedirabimene. We'd be talking about when he himself shechted it. As far as our mishnah with Yom Kippur, there you have Marsha versus the Rif and so forth. Whether we're also talking about when it says that he's chayiv for shechting on Yom Kippur, are we talking about only when he himself is potter from Malkus, namely when he himself didn't shecht it, he gave it to somebody else too, so the other guy's getting Malkus and he's paying, or are we talking about even it doesn't need to be that because the Gemara is saying over here that our Mishnah would go like Rameyer and Loiko Mashan.
The other guy gets Malkus, obviously only if he knows that's
obviously only if he has Aiden Basra, yeah.
No, if he knows it's stolen.
No, Malkus is gonna get for shechting on Yom Kippur regardless. Shechting is one of the 39 Malachas. So what are we saying now? It sounds like we're coming out so far and saying that if he himself shechted it, he would have been potter from paying because kam lebe d'rabbi minei, because he's chayev the malchus for Yom Kippur, or the skiller for Shabbos, and therefore kam lebe d'rabbi minei, and only because he gave it to a shliach, therefore he's chayev to pay. But maskif lo mazutra. So mazutra asks on that, how can you have a case? What's the logic that if he himself had done it, he wouldn't have been chayev? And because he sends a shliach, therefore to do the very same thing, therefore he's chayev to pay the tashlama abav chamisha. If we're going to say that he's potter when he himself did it, then why? What's the logic? How do you have that a person is more chayev for doing something through a shliach than doing it himself? Ravashi says, very simple, because we're not saying when he shechts it on Shabbos that he's not chayev at all. Of course he's chayev to pay, but kom lebe d'rabimine overrides that. So whereas when there's a shliach involved, then there's no kom lebe d'rabimine to override that, and therefore he's chayev. So it's not like Mazutra's premise for his question was, on the face of it, you're saying that he's not chayev if he did it himself. He becomes chayev only when he did it through a shliach. Rav Ashi is saying, no, of course, he's chayev all along, either way. In one case, kom lebed rabimine overrides that, and in the other case, there's no kom lebed rabimine to override it because he himself didn't do the malacha.
This kom lebed is a gzera, or?
So the Gemara learns it in various places from Psukim. You do have details within it of how exactly it operates. We mentioned before the opinion of Rav Meir. Of course, the Gemara had mentioned the opinion of Rav Meir that it applies only to Missa, not to Malkus. We had Tosfos had referred to Rabba's understanding that even with Missa, according to Rav Meir, it doesn't apply to Knas, only when it's a payment to Mammon. There was the opinion that Tosfos also referred to of Rav Yochanan, that there's a difference whether they gave Masra or not. And in addition, there's also an opinion of Rav Nachoni ben Akana that the Gemara brings in a few places in Shas when it deals with this point, that it also applies to Chiyuv Kores, not just to Chiyuv Misas Basin. Or ultimately it's all learnt from Psukim. But ultimately it's all learned in various places in Shas from Psukim, that this concept that a person is chayev only when there's no misa or malchus or whatever, according to the different ways of learning involved. Okay. So the Gemara asks, fine, but ve'iva teveach al yedei acher. If you're talking about that, let's see where we stand right now. So we're saying that the braisa that says that he's if he shechted the animal on Shabbos, he's chayev to pay. Would be according to the mayor, and we would be and we'd be saying so the Mishnah had said, so the braisa rather had said that Rav Meir would say he's chayev, the Chachamim said he's potter. Now in the case of Shabbos, we just explained we're talking about where he had somebody else shechted it. The Mishnah also mentioned cases. The Braisa had also mentioned where he shechted in for avodah zarah, or where he shechted a shor haniskol. Avodah zarah also makes him chayev misa for the same reason. He's shechting a korban for avodah zarah. There, you could use the same answer that he had somebody else shecht it. So again, that other person is chayev misa, and he's chayev the tashlomin. In the case of shor haniskol, we're saying it's also bahana. So, and nevertheless, your mayor still makes him chayev for shechting it, even though in practice the meat can't be eaten. Well, now the Gemara says, if you're telling me in the case of Shabbos and in the case of avodah zarah, we're talking about somebody else shechted it, my time and the rabbanon de patri. Why do the chachamim say that he's potter from tashlum abba b'chamisha? And the answer is amri, because they answered man chachamim reb shimon, because the chachamim of this braisa doesn't mean all the other chachamim; it means specifically reb shimon. And the Omar, he says in our Mishnah, Shchita Shein Ruya, Lo Shma Shchita. In our Mishnah, we had examples where it comes out that a mayor holds a Shchita that's not Roy to be able to eat the animal afterwards is not a valid Shchita. We had, for example, in our Mishnah, we had where he shechted and the animal turned out to be Treif, or he shechted Chulin Bazar, which is also Bana. Rav Shimon made him Potter from Tashlema, Baal Chamisha. Why? Because it's Shchita Shein Ruya. Reb Shimon would hold, when is he chayev? Only when the shchita can result in the animal being eaten. So we had examples in the Mishnah. He shechted it intending to use the meat for refuah. He could have eaten it if he wanted to, but he chooses to earmark the meat for something else. So he shechts it l'klovim, same thing. But when it's a shchita she'ein ru'uya, Reb Shimon holds here in another plan, in other contexts in Shas, he holds it's not a valid, it doesn't have the dinim of a shchita. Well, therefore, so now when he shechted on Shabbos or for avodah zarah or shor haniskol, all of those you can't eat it. Therefore, Reb Shimon would be saying, Reb Shimon, being represented by the chachamim in the braisa, would say that he's potter from pain. Well, let's see. Amri, so they said, let's figure that out. Does that apply to all three cases in the braisa? B'shlema avodah zarah. Sure, when he shechted to avodah zarah, of course, anything that's shechted to avodah zarah is also b'ana. And by the way, though, yeah. And by the way, if Reuven were to take if Reuven were to take Shimon's animal, Rashi points out, and bow down to it, he wouldn't make the animal also bahana, because he doesn't have the ability to aser somebody else's thing, just with something like that. But once he does something in the goof of the animal, then he does have the ability to. So if Reuven takes Shimon's animal, steals Shimon's animal and shechts it, yes, that animal will be that meat will become also bahana because he shechted Tavad Azar. It's not his to make also, but it doesn't work that way when we're talking about an actual mice to him. Anyway, so Avodah Zarah is easy enough to understand, but Shoran Niskol, and Shoran Niskol also, Shchita Shein and Uyuhi, because in both those cases, it's Shchita Shein and Uyuhi, because it's also Bahano. El Shabbos, Shchita Uyuhi. But you have to ask, if he shechts on Shabbos, even if he himself shechted, it doesn't matter for our purpose whether he shechted or somebody else shechted. Well, we said it has to be somebody else shechted, let's say, in order to avoid the kum lebe d'rabimine issue, but whatever. If it was shechted on Shabbos, it is, in fact, mutter bahana, d'tnan, as, in fact, we learn in a Mishnah, in Masechta Cholin, ha-shoichet b'Shabbos v'yem ha-kippurim, person shechts on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, af al-pi sh'mischayev b'nafsho, even though he's chayev misa, misa's based in the case of Shabbos, kores in the case of Yom Kippur, shchitose k'shera, his shchita is kosher. Now, if he's a mumer for this kind of thing, if he habitually breaks Shabbos, or Yom Kippur, that's different. A mumer's shchita is possible. What you were talking about, it was a one-time thing, so therefore his shchita still remains kosher, and the meat can be eaten. Maybe not by him, as we're talking.
It shouldn't be a mumer because he forgot,
though. No, it could be because, so again, if he forgot, then that would be subject to the machlokas we said of whether when it was b'shoigig, whether kum lebedabimine, it gets involved or not. But it could even be it was b'mezid. It could even be it was with Eidim Basra and all that. But nevertheless, though, the point is he's not habitually done this kind of thing before. So therefore, you can't necessarily say that his shchita is possible on those grounds. Anyway, so in our Braisa, again, when we're saying Tovach B'Shabbos, he's gone over Tovach B'Shabbos, the Chacham say he's potter. So why would he be potter? You don't have the issue of Kamle B'Drabimine, because we're talking about that he had somebody else checked it. We're not talking, there's not the issue of Shchita Shein R'Uya, because it is in fact mutter to eat. So why should the Chacham potter him from Tashlama Abba B'Chamisha? And the answer is Amri, because the answer is that we can say that Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yechonah HaSandler, who says that yes, when you have food that was done on Shabbos, that was made on Shabbos, that was made ready to eat on Shabbos, involving a malacha, then Reb Yechonah HaSandler is the strictest opinion and says that it's also bahano. So detinan, as we learn in a Mishnah. I'm a vashal. This one is a Mishnah in Masechta Trumas. Now, of course, Trumas is not the place for halachas of Shabbos, but the Mishnah brings it on over there because you have different cases where you have cases involving Truma and involving Truma mixed with Cholin and whatever, and therefore it brings it in this connection as well. So I'm a vashal with Shabbos. If a person cooks food on Shabbos, b'shoigig Yoichal, if he did it b'shoigig, then he himself can eat it, even right away. B'mezid lo yoichal, if he did it b'mezid, he can't eat it. Give it a mayor, then a mayor would say that he can't eat it boi b'yoim. Give it a mayor. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'shoigig yoichal b'metzoy Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says he's a little stricter. He says if he did it b'shoigig, then he can't eat it on Shabbos itself, but he can eat it after Shabbos. On Matzoy Shabbos, Mezid lo yochal olamis. If he did it on purpose, then he's never allowed to eat it. So Rabbi Yehuda is basically taking the what Rabbi Meir would say that happens b'mezid and using it for shogeg. So Rabbi Meir had said if it was b'shogeg, could eat it on Shabbos. And Rabbi Meir, when he says when the Gemara the Rashi refers to that the Gemara in Cholin works this out and explains that when Rabbi Meir says lo yochel, he doesn't mean it can never be eaten. It means he can't eat it on Shabbos itself, but he can eat it on Matzoy Shabbos. So what Rav Meir is applying to the Mezid, Rav Yehuda is the din that Rav Yehuda is applying to the Mezid, Rav Yehuda is applying to the Shrek. Rav Yechon Hassan lo omer, b'shoigig ye ochel, Matzoy Shabbos, la'achedim v'loy loy. Rav Yechon Hassan lo is even more machin. He says the person himself can never eat it. Other people can eat it. If he did it b'shoigig, they can eat it only matzoy Shabbos la'achedim v'loy loy, not for him himself. And if he did amaze it, it cannot be eaten forever, loy loy v'loy la'acherim, neither by him nor by other people. Which again, the idea being, the Gemara explains over there, it means that Rabbi Yechon HaSandler is taking Rabbi Yehuda's mezid and applying it to the shoyvig. Rabbi Yehuda is saying the mezid, he can never eat it. Rabbi Yechon HaSandler is saying exactly that. The mezid, he can never eat it, and even the other people have to wait till Mitzray Shabbos. Rashi points out that Rashi points out in Reb Meir's opinion when he says b'mezid lo yoichal means that if b'mezid neither he nor other people can eat it. That again the Gemara works all this out in Cholin over there. So according to Reb Meir, if he did it b'shogeg, even he himself is allowed to eat it on Shabbos. If he did it b'mezid, then on Shabbos itself neither he nor other people can eat it. But Matzoy Shabbos, even he can eat it. Reb Yehuda is saying that if he did it b'shogeg, he can eat it even Matzoy Shabbos, and that's true of other people as well. And if it was b'mezid, he can never eat it. Other people can eat it Matzoy Shabbos. Rabbi Yechonah Sandler says if he did it b'shogeg, he can never eat it. Other people can eat it Matzoy Shabbos, which means again he's taking Rabbi Yehuda's b'mezid and applying it to shogeg. And if it was b'mezid, Rabbi Yechonah Sandler is saying nobody can ever eat it. So now we can say Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yechonah Sandler in that regard. So he would say that something that was shechted on Shabbos, b'mezid, is also to ever eat. Well, therefore, it's a shchita sheina ro'oya. And Rabbi Shimon holds shchita sheina ro'oya is not a valid shchita. There you go. That would explain why in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon pater Rabbi Nachachamim, which really is Rabbi Shimon, pater him from paying tashlama abba chamisha, because it was only a shchita sheina ro'oya, and you can't be mechayev him. You can't be mechayev him tashlama. You can't be mechayev him to pay to pay because of that. So the Gemara says, "My timer, the Rabbi Yechon HaSandler. Why indeed does Rabbi Yechon HaSandler say that that it should be osur to everybody forever? After all, let's say, fine, it was b'mezid, but still, why shouldn't it be mutter after Shabbos b'chdeshi osu? Generally, we say, fine, you don't want people to eat it on Shabbos itself, because then people are going to have an incentive to break Shabbos, figuring that they'll have the food soon." But why should we ask for it forever after Shabbos? And the answer is k'dedorash Reb Chiya apischa debein asiyah. The reason is like what Reb Chiya daushin in front of the door of the nasi. The pasuk says u'shmartim as Shabbos ki kodesh hi lachem. You should guard and you should observe Shabbos because it is holy for you. So why does it have to use the word kodesh? It means ma kodesh osu ba'achila, af ma'ase Shabbos asurin ba'achila. Means Rabbi Yechonah Sandler is darshaning, just like kodesh is also to eat, because hekdesh, you can't eat it. So the same way, what was made on Shabbos involving a malacha is also ba'achila. But then if you're going to make that comparison, ma kodesh osu b'hanna af ma'ase Shabbos osu b'hanna. So you would think then that means the same thing. You can't have hanna from hekdesh either. Maybe you can't have hanna from this ma'ase Shabbos. So fine, you can't eat it. But how do we know, for example, maybe you shouldn't be able to sell the cooked food to a goy. Maybe you shouldn't be able to give it to dogs, anything like that. How do we know that not? Tamad lema lochem. Therefore, no, the pasuk says ki kodesh hi lochem. So the lachem means shalachem yehei. That means that it's yours. That it's yours for some purpose. So it's not also b'hana. It's just also to eat. Yachal afil b'shoygig. You would think all of that applies even if he did the malacha b'shoygig. No, tamad leima machalalel mois yumas. Therefore, the pasuk continues: those who break Shabbos will be put to death. Which obviously is talking about b'mezid. Therefore, b'mezid amarti l'chob b'lo b'shoygig. Therefore, what I'm telling you applies b'mezid. It does not apply if he cooked or did the other malacha b'shoygig. So therefore, if he did it b'shoygig, Rabbi Yechonah Sandler is saying it's not off limits forever. However, we don't want to give people an incentive to go and break Shabbos, and therefore we're going to ask for it on Shabbos and on Mitzvah Shabbos until from B'chdeshi Osu, and even then we're going to penalize him and not allow him to eat from it either, because you have a concept the Gemara explains in some places, kansin and shogig got to mezid. Sometimes we penalize a person even when he did it b'shogig, because it may be easily confused with mezid. The person may do it but mezid and claim that it was only shogig, for example. So like this, when he knows he can't eat it on Matzah Shabbos, that he's not going to try playing games like that. But the point is that Rabbi Yochanan Sandler is explaining that is why. So that's why. So the Gemara is explaining Rabbi Yochanan Sandler's opinion. So now, fine, Rabbi Shimon holds like that opinion, and that is why he says that if the guy shechted on Shabbos, then therefore, since it's also b'hanah where he shechted b'mezid, then therefore he's potter from tashlum al ba'al b'chamisha, not because komle b'didab b'minei so much, because we don't have to be talking about where he himself shechted. We could be talking about somebody else shechted, but because that other person shechted b'mezid, and it becomes also b'hanah, and therefore it's a shechit to shein. So then you don't have to pay tashlum al-baal chamisha, because you only pay tashlum al-baal chamisha when there was a shchita. Here, Rabbi Shimon is saying the definition of shchita means that it has to be able to be eaten. Then it has to be able to be eaten, and here it can't be because it's also b'hanah. So fine. Now, within Rabbi Yochanan Sandler's opinion, by the way, the Gemara says Pligibur of Achav Ravina. Within that, Rav Acha and Ravina have a machlokas within Rav Yochanan Sandler's opinion. What is the basis for Rav Yochanan? What is the basis for his opinion that says that's also? But Chad Oma Ma'isa Shabbos Daraisa, Chad Oma Ma'isa Shabbos Darabon. One of them says that this issue on it is Daraisa, and the other one says it's Darabon. Manda Oma Daraisa Kedamar, and the one who says it's Daraisa, because we just said the limud from the pasuk was Shmartam as a Shabbos. Omanda Oma Dirabonon, the opinion that it says is Dirabonon, because Omakra Kodesh Hu, on the contrary, that opinion would say, look, in that very same pasuk, it uses the word Kodesh Hu, which implies Hu Kodesh Vein Mice of Kodesh. Shabbos itself is holy. The Mice, things that were done on Shabbos, are not Kodesh on a Daraisa level, that they should be also to eat. But rather they're mutter to eat, and only Dirabonon are we penalizing him, and are we penalizing him because we don't want people to be breaking Shabbos and thinking that they can get away with it. Tosfos points out, by the way, that there is elsewhere where the Gemara says you have a mitzvah in the Torah, loy seichal kol te'eva. You're not allowed to eat anything disgusting, and that means kol shiti avdi l'cha, everything that the Torah says that I told you, you're also to do, then you're not allowed to eat it. So that's like a general rule. For example, Rashi mentions on the pasuk over there, say, for example, a person has a b'chor animal where it can be shechted only if he makes a mum in it. If he were to make a mum in it deliberately, he can't shecht it and eat it on that basis, because that would be an example of kol shiti avdi l'cha. Didn't make it today. We're not talking about. We're talking about that. We're talking about he made it a bal mum. He was over on the issur of making a bal mum in kodshim, of making a mum in kodshim, and therefore we're asking him to eat it on that basis.
That is the kohen himself would do it, or what?
We're talking about the kohen would do it. Yeah, the Gemara talks about in Bechoras that the kohen might even be choshud of doing that, of causing a mum in the animal, because otherwise he has to raise this animal indefinitely, and like this, he has a chance to shecht it and eat it. So yeah.
Why would, if it's his, then why is it?
Because he can't do anything with it. And when in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, he can't. He brings it to the carbon. But nowadays, when there's no Beis Hamikdash, it has to be kept until it develops a mum. So he might have a very strong incentive to make a mum in it accidentally or on purpose, or even accidentally on purpose, in order to, So therefore, you have in Bechoros, the Gemara says Kohen Machoshud on this kind of thing. So if a Kohen shows up with a Bechor that has a mum, we have to have strong evidence that in fact it happened accidentally rather than that he did it, etc. So you do have that concept that says that anytime you did a Malacha on Shabbos, anytime you did anything that's also from the Torah, then it causes that the thing becomes also to eat. So why do we need this whole thing of Kodesh and all that here in connection with Shabbos? And Tosfos says, yeah, but then that would apply even to Shoyvim. Again, when the Gemara Daushin ki Kodesh Hilachem, it's saying putting it next to Mechal Olam Mois Yumos to make it clear that in this case it applies only when it was b'mezid and not it was b'shoyvim. But now we're saying that between Rav Acha and Ravina, one of them says that even that, it's not a true limud, it's only an asmachta, and the whole thing is dirabanan. Not so much that it's an asmachta, but rather that the pasuk itself is learnt differently. Kodesh he means that Shabbos itself is holy, but the word he is a miut, that in maaser kodesh, things that were made on Shabbos involving malachas are not necessarily also to eat. Only the rabbanan and then the chachamim made that. Okay.
So this guy did a shechted.
So now again, this guy shechted on Shabbos. So So what we're saying is, according to Reb Shimon, shchita sheiner uya shma shchita. According to the Chachamim, would disagree with Reb Shimon. Never mind that. It doesn't matter whether the shchita makes the animal mutter to eat or not. The thing that makes the meat mutter to eat or not. The fact that a shchita took place is enough to be mechayiv in tashlama abal chamisha. When he himself did the shchita, then you can talk about kam lebedrabe minei, but otherwise not. According to Reb Shimon, though, we're saying that, again, we attributed the opinion of the Chachamim and the Braisa at the top of the Amud to Reb Shimon. So, because Reb Shimon holds Shchita Shein Eruya, Loi Shma Shchita, and we said necessarily he has to hold like Reb Yechon HaSandler. Because Reb Yechon HaSandler was the only one who would hold that this meat from this animal that was shechted is absolutely off limits. Well, now we have to figure out if we have Reb Acha and Ravina, and one of them is saying that it's, that this Issa is only the Rabbanim. So, B'Shleim Alamando Amud Darad Issa. So if you follow the opinion that says that the Isser is Daraisa, I'm Tula Hochi, well then that explains Patri Rabbanan, the Chum says Potter, because again, you have something which is Shchita Shein Ruya, and we just established that Reb Shimon would hold that that's not considered a Shchita, and therefore he's not Chayim. El Amanda Amad Rabbanan, but if you say in between Reb Acha and Ravina, if one of them holds that the Isser is only Rabbanan, Amai Patri Rabbanan, then why are the Chachamim pattering in the first place? Daraisa, it is Mutar Ba'achila. The fact that the Chachamim are asking it Ba'achila is not enough to make it be considered a Shchita Shein Ruya. The Shittim Kubetzis points out, it's one thing for the Chachamim to make this Gzeira and say that it should be also Ba'achila to be Machmer on him, but they're not going to go do that to be Mako on him. Here, if we say that the result is, it becomes a Shchita Shein Ruya, the Ganav is going to be potter from Tashlomi Abba B'Chamisha, we're not going to do that. So therefore, if you say that's Daraisa, then sure. But if it's Darabanan, then how does this even work out? How do we explain the statement in the Udi Braisa that says that he's Potter when it was Shechter on Shabbos? And again, you're not going to say because Kam Lebe D'Rabbe Mineh, because then you're not going to say it's just that he's Potter because Kam Lebe D'Rabbe Mineh, because that doesn't explain the case that the Braisa mentioned where he shechted a shirt on Nisko where there's no Kam Lebe D'Rabbe Mineh involved. He's being over on Isser over there. Oh no, he's not even being over on Isser. You have a mitzvah. Sure, a niskel has to be killed. The mitzvah is to give skila to it. But here he shechted it. He didn't. You know, he didn't. He wasn't over on anything. Just the meat is also banah.
He didn't gain anything.
Right. So the kovat ha'oris from Rabbi Chanan Wasserman explains that basically when you have something that's not roi d'rabbanan, so we consider you have a difference of bekoyach and bekoyach. Bekoyach in potential, it has the ability to be eaten. But poil in practice, where the rubber hits the road, you can't because the chachamim prevent it. But that's not enough to take. When it's also daraisa to eat, then we say even bekoyach, it's not considered something that you can eat. But when it's also only the rabbanon, we say bekoyach, it is something, but bepoil, it's not. And there's also Achronim talk about one of these Gavra and Heftza type things that Rebbe refers to this in a few places in Sichas. It's an idea from Reb Chaim Brisker and other Achronim that when something is also Daraisa, means there's an Isu Heftz on it, the item itself is intrinsically also. When it's Darabonon, it's more of an Isu Gavra. The Chum is saying you are not allowed to eat it or to do whatever. Anyway, the point is, so again, according to that opinion, why even Reb Shimon shouldn't consider it a Shchita Shein Ruya? Because the fact is, it would have been mutter to eat daraisa. Only drabbanon is prevented from being eaten. That's not enough to patter him from tashlumah abba b'chamisha. And the answer is ashara. Avod is arav ashara nisko. According to that opinion, you would have to say that when the braisa says v'chachamim poitrin is referring only to the other two. Avod is arav ashara nisko. Because there you have shchita shein eruya. It's true according to this opinion that when the braisa says v'chachamim poitrin would mean only two of the three cases are they pattering. The braisa had presented three cases, and in all three of them, Reb Meir says he's chayim when it was on Shabbos, when it was for avod zara, and when it was ashara nisko. Two of them involving an Isur Misa, and one of them just involving that. It's also Bahana, and still the mayor said that all of them is Chayiv, because as we worked out, we said that we'd be talking about we had somebody else shecht it, or we had somebody else shecht it, in the case of Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Meanwhile, when it says Chachamim Poitrin, again, if we say, we're saying the Chachamim are Reb Shimon, if we're saying that Reb Yochanan Sandler holds and Reb Shimon holds accordingly that the Isser of something shechted on Shabbos is Daraisa, then the Chachamim Poitrim goes on all three cases. If you say it's only the Rabbanan, then it doesn't go on the case of Shabbos. Then he would in fact be chayev, because Daraisa it would have been able to be eaten only when it comes to Avodah Zarah and Shor HaNiskal, where it's also Bahana, then on a Daraisa level, then they are Reb Shimon, represented by the Chachamim, would say that he's Potter. Okay. Well, now let's go through that. Let's go through those other cases in the Braisa. Now, how can Rav Meir say that he's chayev for shechting to Avodah Zarah? So let's say we are talking about that he himself shechted it. Given the shochat raporta, on the face of it, as soon as he even started shechting the animal, osra, then immediately he makes it osra because it's a korban for Avodah Zarah. Rashi points out that you have, it's like this. You have a concept that the Gemara discusses in some places called Yeshna l'shchita mitchil v'ad soif. Shchita takes time. It takes time from when you start cutting until you've cut enough for it to be a valid shchita. Is that the time during which that is done? Is that called part of the shchita or not? Rashi explains that the Gemara is assuming at this point, Yeshna l'shchita mitchil v'ad soif, as soon as the knife touches the neck of the animal and starts cutting in, you already have a process of shchita. Therefore, at that point, the animal can already be also as zivchei mesim, as a korban Avodah Zarah. As far as the chiyuv of tvicha or mechira, though, you need a proper tvicha, you need a proper shchita, namely, in other words, the difference is, the difference is, if a person were to, let's say, strangle an animal in honor of Avodah Zarah, he'd also be chai, even though there's no shchita at all, because it just has to be that he's killing the animal in honor of Avodah Zarah. But when it comes to, he's doing a maisa of killing the animal, but when it comes to Tashlum Abba B'chamisha, you need an actual shchita. So then the question is that the chiyuv misa and the it comes long before, or a few minutes before, whatever, the Tashlum Abba B'chamisha. That's according. And Rashi also adds, in other words, in effect, what you have is it's not just a matter of kom lebedirabimay. Once he starts shechting the animal and he makes it zibche mesim, means it's also bahana. At that point, there's no tashlumah abav chamisha. If he were to stop there, for example, there'd be no tashlumah abav chamisha. He hasn't shechted it, but in any way, he made the animal also to its owner. When he finishes off the shchita, there's no tashlama abav chamisha to be paid because it's already out of the owner's rishus. Rashi compares it to, imagine if he were to throw it in a fire before he shechts it. It's already burnt up. So the same way over here, it's already also bahana to the original owner, because again, we said a person has the ability to ask somebody else's animal through shechting it for Avodah Zarah. So it became also the moment he started shechting. It became also bahana. So forget about kom lebedirabimnei. Fine, we could be saying that somebody else did the shchita. But as soon as he starts shechting l'shem Avodah Zarah, it becomes also bahana. So now there's no tashlama abav chamisha to talk about. So why is Reb Meir making them pay?
He can't accomplish two things, right?
So he's accomplishing two things. He's making it also bahana, but he's also being mechayev himself tashlama abav chamisha. But fine, we're talking about two different people. One stole it, the other one shechted it. The other one is going to be the one mechayev benafshay. But how is it that anyway, how even the original Ganav, how he's mechayev him to pay tashlumei abav chamisha for something that by the time it reached the point of shchita was already also bahana to the original owner? So Rashi explains again that the Gemara is assuming at this point that we're talking about according to the opinion yeshna l'shchita mitchil v'ad soif. Tosfos says not necessarily really, because the iser, even if we say in the shchita el v'soif, the iser really depends on the maisa, and here he's starting to do a maisa of shechting. So even if we say that maisa is not considered shchita per se, it's still considered enough of a maisa to aser it. Anyway, so how does that work? So that's the question. Given the shachab apurta osra, once he even starts shechting it a little bit, he makes it osra. As far as the rest that he completes the shchita, at that point it's also bahana. So loy de mori katavach, loy de day katavach. So it comes out he's not shechting something that belongs to the original owner, and really he's not shechting something that belongs to him either, because it's also bahana. So it doesn't really belong to anybody at this point. The Torah Schaim actually gives a different explanation of loy de day katavach. Why would it be relevant? It's in parenthesis over here because maybe it doesn't belong. The In fact, in other places in Shas, where it brings this point, it doesn't mention, because why is it relevant to know whether it's his or not that he's shechting? Toras Chaim explains over here, the Gemara means that maybe it shouldn't even be considered a shechita, it should just be called, but the Gemara in other places calls mechatech baser ba'alma. It's just like cutting meat, right? Just like cutting meat where there's no special chiyuv for it. Anyway, so why is he paying? Why is there even any talk about him paying tashlumah above chamisha anyway that a mayor is mechayev him for? So Amar Rava, but oime b'gmar zvicha hu oivda, because the case would be where he's specifically saying that he intends to worship the Avodah Zarah only when he finishes the shchita. So in that case, the beginning of the shchita doesn't yet make a zivchem hasim. Rashi doesn't have the word ba'oime, by the way. Rashi says b'gmar zvicha hu oivda, meaning according to Rashi, the Gemara is changing its mind of the original assumption. We thought that yeshna l'shchitim etchil v'ad soif, that the moment the knife starts cutting, you already have the beginning of a process of shchita. Now the Gemara is answering no, we're going according to the view that ein l'shchita elo v'soif, only the moment of the act when it becomes an actual shchita, when he's cut through most of both pipes, only at that point is the shchita being accomplished, and therefore the shchita and the worshipping of Avodah Zarah and becoming also Bahana all happen at the same moment. According to Tosfos that we're talking about, to begin with, the Gemara knew Ein Shchita Elo L'Soif, then we can still have the word Ba'oimer that we're talking about, that he's saying that I don't intend for the beginning of this to be considered the beginning of the Maisa that will make it also Bahana. I intend to make it a korban for Avodah Zarah and also Bahana only when I finish the Shchita. So therefore, so he can be mechayev for tashlum abav chamisha, because they are the iser hana and the chiyuv for tashlum abav chamisha come at the same moment when he finishes the shchita. Okay, so that's one answer. Rava Amar, Rava gives a different answer. Hocha ma'askinen gwenchem masre l'shomer behizik beveis. So that's that. I skipped the line. Okay, what about, the Gemara asks, Shoran Nisko is Sure Hananinu. We have to ask, the Shoran Nisko is also Bahana. So again, you have the same problem, that why should he be chayev even according to... So Mela, according to the Shimon, we say he's potter because Shchita Shein Eroya. But even according to the Meir, it's also Bahana. Therefore, why is there Tashlama Abba V'chamisha? Again, like Rashi said, it should be considered as though he threw it into a fire before he shechted it. Where now, there's nothing to talk about because he shechted something that's already also Bahana. Again, lav de mori de katavach, lav de katavach. You have the same problem. What he's shechting is not an animal that belongs to the owner, and it's not an animal that belongs to him either. It shouldn't even be considered a shchita at all. It should be considered mechatech baser ba'alma. In fact, Tosfos brings up that point, that very point that the Gemara could have asked that question. So according to the Toras Chaim, the Gemara is asking that question by saying lav didei kashochet, but according to Tosfos, it's not. And Tosfos goes on to discuss why that is. Tosfos also, by the way, deals with the question, why is the Gemara even asking the question? You know, we learned previously in the Perek that Shinui Maisa, an irrevocable change to the object, is enough to be koinet to the Gazlan. Well, when he starts shechting, is also an irrevocable change. So in that case, you could say the same thing. Once he starts shechting, he's made a Shinui, he's koinet, and how could he ever be chayev for Tvicha in the first place? And Tosfos says, no, come on, that kind of shinui is not going to be considered a shinui maisa to accomplish that kind of thing.
You have no choice. They don't know how to eat it.
Not so much because you have no choice, because that's not considered a major enough shinui for him to be koina. If, let's say, he started the shchita and then stopped there, he wouldn't have been koina on the basis of that.
Yeah, but once you're taking the shechting, it's a big difference. It's a dead animal.
Right, but so if he, so right, so after he shechts it, so when he finishes shechting it, what you have is the fact that he took it out of the owner's rishus comes at the same time that he's chayav b'tashlum abav chamisha. Therefore, we have a logical basis for being mechayev him, because until he finished the shchita, it was in the rishus of the owner. That's what Tosfos was asking. If we were to say that the moment he starts shechting, there's already a shinui and he's koineh, then how would it work? And the answer is that's not considered enough of a shinui to make that kind of difference. And Tosfos discusses various other angles on shchita shein eroya and other such things. Anyway, Omar Rava. So the answer is, as far as the Shoran Nisko, Rava answers, Hoch Mayaskinen Gunsha Mosre Lashomer. The original owner gave the animal to a shomer to watch, Bohizik Bevase Shomer, Bohuad Bevase Shomer, Benigma Dinu Bevase Shomer. What happened was it first caused damage and was wound in Basin and became a Muad, all in the Rishus of the Shomer. As we learned earlier in the Masechta, such things are possible. You can have that the Shomer got the animal originally as a Tam, and then it became a Muad while he was watching it. So now Vramayu Savala could have Yaakov, Savala could have Shimon. So now we can say that a mayor, the reason why he's machayef tashlama abav chamisha, is because you can say that isn't it also b'hana? Because Reb Meir holds like Reb Yaakov in one aspect, and Reb Meir also holds like Reb Shimon in a certain aspect. Which, putting that all together, is going to result in a chiyuv of tashlama abav chamisha. Like this, savala k'r Reb Yaakov de Omar. We learned earlier in the Masechta that we're now we discussed over there. What happens if now the animal has become a muad? It's going to have to become a shor anisko. So it's going to have to be shechted, and it's going to be also mahana. Can the shomer at this point pater himself by saying, "I'll return you the animal"? And harei shalach lefanem. After all, it is the same animal; it just has a change of status in halacha. So we said over there, Rabbi Yaakov had said, "Af mishen nigma dinay, even after the gmar din, hechzir labay lemuchzer. If you were to return it to the owner, it would be considered a valid return." And he's yoitzer the fact that as a shomer, he's returning the animal. Now it has a different status, and it's a shor aniskol. Rabbi Yaakov doesn't worry about that.
Maybe it wouldn't be because it has a different owner now.
You can talk about that when it goes to different ownership. Maybe the ha'odah goes away, but no. We say that, for example, we talk about when a person sells an animal to somebody else. So we learned earlier in the Masechta that can take off the ha'odah, the fact that the ownership was transferred. But here it belonged to the original owner all along. It was just being watched by the shomer. So that's different. For sure, it remains a shor anisko. But Rabbi Yaakov holds that nevertheless, you could still say harei shalach lefanecha al derech like we had before, for example, and we're going to have later in the Masechta. You have the example, let's say, that a person stole chametz and now Pesach has passed and the chametz is also b'hana. He can still say harei shalach lefanecha because he can still say, look, it may be also b'hana, but that's not my problem. It's still the same physical chametz. The fact that it has a change of status is not my problem. So we discussed there on Daphne, hey, the Chachamim don't hold that you can say that by Surah Hanah. Rabbi Yaakov says that you could, and then Rabbah had given a different answer, that the question is whether it can even become a muad in the first place because the owner is not there. So is the ha'odah, is the warning that makes it a shor ha'muad b'chlal effective? And Rabbi Yaakov holds that it is. So anyway, we had a whole sugya about it previously on Daf Mem Hei. But the point is, Rabbi Yaakov holds that it is possible for the shomer to return the animal, and it is still considered to be the owner's animal, even though it became a shor amur. So now Rabbi Meir would agree with that concept. And the Sovel HaKadab Shimon. Meanwhile, Rabbi Meir also holds, as far as Rabbi Shimon, not as far as the matter of Shchit Hashen Ru'uya. But as far as a different point, Reb Shimon holds that when you have something which itself is not mammon, but it leads to mammon, is considered like mammon. In this case over here, then without shechting it, the shomer would have been able to return the animal, and like Rabbi Yaakov says, he would have been potter because he says harei shalach lefanecha. Meanwhile, what happened is that somebody stole the shur from the shomer. Now it's not mammon because it's also b'hana, but it's gerim l'mammon because now the shomer has no ability to return the animal and say harei shalach lefanecha. Now he's going to be chayiv to pay a whole other animal. So it's not a mammon itself, but it's dover ha-gurim mammon. And Rav Shimon holds, dover ha-gurim mammon ka mammon dum. D'tanan, as in fact we learn in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Omer, kodshim shachayev bachri yosem chayev. That we have later on in our perek. It talks about if a person stole somebody else's kodshim, as he chayev for tashlome kefal and tashlome abav chamisha. So Rav Shimon says yes, because he says that it depends what kind of kodshim we're talking about. We know that there is a difference between neder and nedava when it comes to kodshim. Neder is where he says, harei olai, I am obligated to bring a korban. And those kinds are called kodshim shechayev b'achri yosan, in the sense that he's going to have to, if the animal gets lost or stolen or dies or what have you, he's going to have to bring another one. So that's kodshim shechayev b'achri yosan. Another example would be a chatas or an osham that he's obligated to bring. As opposed to kodshim she'en chay bach riyosan, would be, let's say he said, harei zu oila. This animal is designated as an oila. if that animal becomes unavailable, he's not chayav to bring another animal instead. So therefore, that kind for sure is not his mammon. But the first kind is, it's not his mammon either because it belongs to Hekdesh. But it's goyim l'mammon in the sense that if somebody were to steal that animal, for example, he would have to bring another animal instead as a korban. And Rav Shimon holds davar goyim l'mammon k'mammon dami. Therefore, he says kodshim shechayav b'achrus and chayav. So therefore, that he would say. And that when it's kodshim and the other person is chayev to make up for it, the ganev is chayev for tashlum kefal and so forth, because he prevented the other person from bringing this animal as a korban and therefore made him liable to have to bring another animal to use instead. So the animal itself is not mammon, but it's goyim mammon. So now we're saying Rav Meir would hold like that, and therefore Rav Meir, now putting it all together then. So we have this animal is a shor haniskal. It became a shor haniskal under the guardianship of the shomer. The shomer himself could have returned it and said, "Harei shalach lefanecha," and it's not my problem that it's chayiv skila. Meanwhile, the ganav prevented that by stealing it, and now he causes the shomer to have to pay with a different animal or its value. Putting that all together, therefore, we would say that would be reason enough to be mechayiv the ganav of tashlum abba v'chamisha. The original question was that a shor haniskal is also b'hanah. Why is he chayiv tashlum abba v'chamisha for shechting it? And now the answer is because we're talking about once we put all this together, that you have a reason nevertheless to be mechayiv.
It's a shor haniskal because it killed someone, right?
Shor haniskal has killed people, yeah. It kills even one person is enough, yeah. So Alma Dovra Agrim Lamamin Kamamin Dami. What do we see from that statement of Rav Shimon that Dovra Agrim Lamamin is Kamamin? That's why he's being Mechayev when a Ganev stole Kodshim Shechayev Bachriz. However, Omer of Kahana, Amrita Lashmaita Kamedir of Zvid Min Hauda. I told over this statement of Rava to and the whole Sugya to. So that's Rava's answer. So that's that. We stop over there, meaning in other words, now we've established that there's a basis for Rav Meir to say that he should be chayev for shechting a shor haniskal in this scenario. But now let's go back to an earlier point in the sugya. We started by saying that we're trying to establish that our Mishnah is like Rav Meir. Because otherwise, we were left with the question, otherwise, according to the Chachamim, why is he chayev for shechting on Yom Kippur when he's chayev Malkus, and the Chachamim hold that he doesn't get Malkus and pay because they hold Kamla with the Ram and it applies to Malkus. So now the Gemara is returning and then revisiting that point. Omer of Kahana, Amrita L'Shmaita, Kamedir of Zvid Min Ahuda, I told this over to Rav Zvid Min Ahuda, and he said, Mi matis mukmas masnisin k'rav Meir. How could you explain that our Mishnah is going like Rav Meir, the loy k'rav Shimon, and that our Mishnah does not go like Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon being one of the Chachamim who would hold that ain't a loyko mashalim. V'hokatani sefer Rav Shimon poter b'shneelu. The Mishnah continues that Rav Shimon patters in these two cases. Miklal the Bekola Masnissin Moida, implying in the other cases in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon agrees that he is Chayim. So what are you telling me the rest of the Mishnah Reb Shimon would not agree with, only Reb Meir, and only when it comes to that, when it says Reb Shimon Poita B'Shnei Elu, means in other words that only from the two that we just said you have Machlokas on, when he shechts a Shor HaNiskol, or when he shechts for Avodah Zarah, or a Shor HaNiskol, when he shechts and it becomes Shreifa, or Shreifat Cholin Ba'azara, Reb Shimon says he's Potter because Shechita Shein and Roya. The implication is the other cases in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon would agree with. So what are you telling me? The rest of the Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon. And the answer is, Omalei, so Rav Kahana answers him, Loi, not necessarily, Miklal, the Moide, Metovach, Machal, or Afor, the Klavim. Maybe it only means that Rav Shimon is agreeing to Tosfos. In fact, wonders what kind of deal is that anyway. I mean, since when does the Gemara make such a deal? Because it says Rav Shimon Moida, then it means he agreed. B'shnei Elu means that the rest of it he disagrees or agrees on. It seems like an odd deal. But anyway, so yeah. So he answers no. Loi Mikhlal did Rav Shimon Moida b'tovach u'machal l'rafur l'klavim. Rav Shimon is only saying that he's moida as for in the end of the Mishnah, we have four cases where a person shechted and the meat is not going to be eaten. Two where it could have been eaten, but he chose not to. He chose to use it, the four, the klovim, and two where it can't be eaten because one, because it's tereif, and the other one, it's kolin bazar. when we say Reb Shimon Poter B'Shnei Elu, implying that he's Moida and the other ones, we mean he's Moida as far as those two, as far as Refuah and Plavim, because it is Shechita Shein and Roya. It could be eaten. The person chose not to and to use it for Refuah or for Plavim. Even Reb Shimon is not going to hold that that makes it Shechita Shein and Roya. But so when we say Reb Shimon Poter B'Shnei Elu, that's not referring to the rest of the Mishnah. The rest of the Mishnah, maybe Reb Shimon agrees with, or maybe he doesn't. We could say, like we were saying at the beginning of the Sugya, at the beginning of the Mishnah, that most of the Mishnah goes exclusively according to the Meir. Reb Shimon would have said he's Potter when he shechts on Yom Kippur because ain't a loiko mashal. Now, when we come to the end of the Mishnah, and it mentions four cases in which if he shechts, he's still chayef, tashlama, baba chamisha, so Reb Shimon would be saying, two of them I agree with, Refuah and Klovim, and two of them I disagree with, Treifa and Chulin Bazara, because not Shit Shein Roya. But not necessarily is Reb Shimon's pointer and the implication that he's Moida apply to the whole rest of the Mishnah. So therefore, we can still stick with what we said. The rest of the Mishnah goes like Reb Meir, and only according to Reb Meir, because he's the only one who holds Loiko Mashalim, that he can get Malkus for breaking Yom Kippur and still have to pay as well. According to the Chachamim, we couldn't say that. Unless we were to say, like we said on Amun Aleph, that he has somebody else shechted on his behalf, we're there. That other person is the one chayev malchus for Yom Kippur, and he's the one who's going to be chayev the tashlama abav chamish.
Rav Meir
would hold it. It would be good enough if he himself shechted it, because he holds loiko mashalom. A person can get malchus and still have to pay. According to Reb Meir, we don't say come libid at all in the case of Malkus, or that we said on Amar Aleph, Tosfos had brought that maybe in particular he would say that's we established on Amar Aleph. Reb Meir holds, for example, by Adam Zimmerman, that loiko mashalom, a person can get Malkus and still have to pay. The fact that he had to pay doesn't take away the chiyuv of paying, because they come on two different bases. One is because it was over on the lav in the Torah, and the other one is because he tried to take away money from somebody else. The same way here, the mayor would say that he shechted on Yom Kippur. Fine, he's chayev malchus because he broke Yom Kippur, but he should also be chayev to pay because he deprived somebody else of his money. He shechted his animal, and therefore that's reason enough to be mechayev him. The Chachamim would disagree with that. What we're saying is Reb Shimon would in fact disagree with that. He would say that if he's shechet on Yom Kippur, he's potter, and the only way he would be chayev is if he had somebody else shecht it. Where there's no kum lebe d'rabbinei, there's no loiko mashalim to talk about. As far as the end of the Mishnah, the diuk from the end of the Mishnah that we said, Reb Shimon Poter, and two of them, implying he agrees with the rest of the Mishnah. No, he doesn't agree with the rest of the Mishnah. He agrees as far as the two previous cases of Refuah and Klovim that he's going to be chayev to pay, because there's no issue of Shechita Shein Roya over there. It is in fact Shechita Shein Roya, and he just chose not to use it for food, but rather to use it for something else. Okay, so everything works out neatly.